Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance. They kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the beach house. The two-story wood shingle house has lounges and chairs near the water. Tables with umbrellas sit on the patio. Inside, Grace and Frankie sit at a round table. Frankie props her head in her hand. Her phone lies nearby. Mugs sit before them. Grace starts. Saul's face looks up at Frankie.
It's hard to breathe, isn't it?
Maybe I'll wash my hair.
Why?
It's what people do.
I don't feel like a person.
Me neither. Maybe I'll crawl into bed.
Or a hole. I'd like to crawl into one of those for about a month.
I don't know what to do.
Breathe.
In the study, in bed.
This is the first time in 20 years I feel like I can breathe.
I would like to climb out on the roof and shout out, I am a homosexual in love with Robert Hansen, who is also a homosexual.
Okay. Well, let's have breakfast first, and then go to work, and then let's not do that.
Robert pats Saul's stomach and gets out of bed. In the beach house meditation room, Frankie sets her mug next to her phone. She taps her bowl and runs the wooden striker along the rim. In an adjoining room, Grace lies on the sofa with a blue gel eye mask on.
He's gonna keep calling.
I'm gonna keep not answering. Won't be as satisfying as hanging up on him would be, but I'll journal my disappointment later.
Just because we're out now doesn't mean we're going to be gay with a vengeance.
I know.
Robert has a towel around his head.
So?
He delivers coffee.
What time is the deposition?
Dressed, Grace sits with a plate in her mug. Frankie sprawls in a chair eating crackers. Grace carries her dishes to the kitchen. Grace comes down the stairs. On the patio, Frankie trots back and forth with her sage bundle. She runs through the smoke. Grace bangs her head against the molding. She peeks at Frankie, who is kicking her feet. Grace carries her mug to the sink. Frankie sets her mug in the sink with other dirty dishes.
Are you still here? What the heck? No, don't answer it.
Who is it?
Whoever it is, don't let them in.
It's us, honey, me and Jason.
Jason and I, apparently Amanda never went to high school. We're here just to give you a hug and make sure you're okay.
Not okay, not okay.
Can you hold on a second? I'll be right with you. What is your problem?
What are they doing here?
They dropped by to see me.
Who drops by? You call, you make a plan. You set it up weeks in advance and then you cancel three times. Shouldn't they leave you alone and give you some space out of respect for our situation? Isn't that what we need right now?
No, we need people who know what we need because we don't. That's why they're called friends. Well, I'm not sure that's why they're called friends. It's a German word, I think.
Grace flops on the sofa.
I can't recall the origin. I took a course. Here, come on down, kids.
Put the phone in the cradle.
Frankie drops it on the sofa. Grace trots into the hall with her phone.
Mel!
Hey, Mom, how are you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just...
Madison, no.
Don't touch that. Okay, the box clearly states ages 6 and over.
Sorry, go ahead, Mom. I'm sorry.
There are people in my house. Can you believe it? People. Frankie's friends thought it was okay to just drop by.
Wait, Frankie is still there?
I know, right?
Frankie?
Hi, guys.
Oh, dear God, let me comb your hair.
Oh, honey, you look terrible. Mm. Fuck. Oh.
Amanda hugs Frankie.
Oh, thank you. I feel it's hard.
Yes.
And everybody tries to, but it doesn't work because there are no words. I mean, bullshit comes to mind, but I'm so tired.
Well, you just lean on us today.
Yes, like I leaned on you when Amanda broke up my relationship with Josh.
Well, I'm pretty sure he stole the silverware out of my house.
It was flatware, and he did you a favor. Now, do you want to... You want to vent? You want a scrapbook? You want to get revenge?
Who told you about Saul?
Saul told us.
He's just worried about you. Oh,
such a humanitarian. I can't wait to see his concert with Bono.
I've got to get her out of here.
Well, Mom, maybe she just needs a little nudge.
That's what Brianna said.
Brianna actually called you.
No, texted. And I don't even think it was meant for me. It started with, sup, biatch. Took my thumbs 20 minutes to type back. Wrong, biatch.
Good one, Mom. Grace.
Oh, my God. They're coming. I gotta go hide. Bye.
Grace, come say hello.
Hi, Grace. Jason and I want to take you girls to lunch.
No, no, thanks.
You have to eat?
Yeah.
No, actually, she doesn't.
Grace's eyes narrow.
Go with us, okay? Because I can help you. Have you gotten a lawyer yet? Because I know every lawyer in the state.
And she should. She's used most of them.
In a restaurant.
Nope.
Amanda sorts business cards.
Oh, here's the one for you. Shirley O'Reilly.
Irish. He's always been afraid of Irish women. His mother was Irish.
Well, that's good because Shirley is the best. She will have Robert's lawyer crying in the parking lot in his car.
Well, I'm putting this one on the top of the pile.
A waiter brings a drink.
No, wait.
Grace finishes her martini.
No. We're
supposed
to be
taking
you.
It was on us.
Please. Your advice has saved me hundreds in billable hours.
The waiter leaves with Grace's credit card and empty glass. Frankie picks at her food.
Did you guys know about Saul?
No.
Did everyone know? Was I the only one who didn't?
I was shocked, I swear.
Frankie looks at Jason.
I think everyone is gay.
Nobody knew, Frankie. We all thought you and Saul were the perfect couple.
Stop calling.
Ma'am, your credit card was declined.
What are you talking about? That's never happened to me. Oh, no.
Amanda glances at Jason.
He wouldn't. Oh, that bastard. Try yours.
What?
Give him your credit card.
Oh, but our friends are taking us to lunch.
Sir?
No.
Grace digs in Frankie's purse.
Grace?
Found my sunglasses.
Please, just...
No.
Frankie stares at them. Grace hands the waiter Frankie's card.
Grace, what the hell's going on?
Robert cut off my credit card.
Why?
That way, you can't make a big purchase until the assets are split up.
Like a fuck you Lexus.
Or lunch, apparently.
Well, Saul wouldn't do that to me.
I never should have let you convince me to do this.
Saul, we didn't do anything wrong. We just did what we'd advise anyone to do in this situation.
Frankie isn't anyone. I should have warned her.
In the conference room of Hansen and Bergstein, Saul paces.
We talk about everything. That's how we do things. Did things. Do things.
You tried calling her. How can she expect you to tell her something if she won't answer your calls? That's not fair.
Saul sits.
This is a terrible feeling.
So which is better? Terrible with me or terrible without?
Terrible with.
Robert puts an arm around him.
Then trust me.
Yeah, this one isn't good either.
Frankie takes the card and stares at it.
That gray-haired prick.
Which one?
Sir, please come get it. I worked very hard for this card. Thank you very much. So, the guys are moving fast. Are they living together yet?
No. Saul's very old-fashioned.
Okay, you need to get in your homes. Take possession. That way they cannot kick you out if you're in there.
Yeah, I don't want my home. It was always more his than mine. The beach house, on the other hand.
I love my house. I raised my boys there. Everything good that ever happened to me happened in that house.
You should go there. Right, Amanda?
Yes.
You should go live there. Amanda says, and she's been divorced three times. Go take your house.
Yes.
Come on, right now.
Yes.
Put your shoes on.
You cut off their credit cards.
I know, terrible. She's going to see it as a hostile act.
Well, maybe because it is a hostile act.
Maybe her not calling you back is a hostile act, or worse, a tactic to keep you from moving forward with the divorce.
She's not that devious.
No, but right about now, she's going to be pretty pissed.
Bud, the only reason we did this is because Frankie has a history of impulsive spending.
Excuse me? That is my mother you're talking about.
Oh, it's not a judgment. Some people are emotional purchasers.
Nothing big.
When Coyote went into rehab, she brought a $10,000 yurt. And when you left for college, what was it she got?
Depressed. And an alpaca. But she did crochet hats for everyone at Hanukkah.
We just don't want any of that. Now, as soon as you're able to get in touch with her, you'll feel better.
Hello?
Fuck you, Saul! I'm going to my house. Did you hear that? My house. And you know what else? I'm gonna hang up on you.
She bangs the phone on the table.
God, that felt good.
Jason points to the phone.
Frankie? You okay? What happened?
Nothing, bye.
She shakes her head. Outside.
Mal, I need you to do me a favor. Can you go to the house and bring some things over to Frankie's ASAP?
Okay, wait. You're moving into Frankie's?
Yeah, I've gone insane. No, I'm settling Frankie into her house, and then I'm going back to the beach alone.
Finally, with my stuff that you are gonna put into my car.
Okay, now?
Yes, now.
Okay, no problem. I am totally there for you, Mom.
Mal yep. Pops a pill.
I am just going to call Mitch.
And tell him to pick up the kids from Natalie's and,
Shit, I was supposed to pick up Brianna from the car place. Okay, you know what? No problem. I'm just gonna feed the dog and then I will do my Kegels in the car. Uh-huh, okay.
Mal writes.
Go ahead, Mom, give me a list.
My makeup bag, a couple of outfits. Mm.
My good purses, my jewelry box, Grandma's Afghan.
Yeah. A book on my nightstand, my slippers. Right.
And I, oh gosh, bye. Thank you so much. Thank you, everything. I think that's okay for now. Thanks, hon, bye. I'm two drinks in.
Okay.
Grace passes the car keys to Frankie. At the Hansons, Mallory and Brianna park. The two blondes exit the car. The tall blonde, Mal, has long hair while Breeze is chin length.
I don't get it. Why does she only call you? She never ever calls me if she needs something.
You didn't even call her once this week?
Texting is the new calling, and I even used a smiley face with heart-shaped eyes. I mean, if that doesn't say love, I don't know what does.
Do you see a connection as to why she might not reach out to you?
Ish.
Look.
Mal pauses on the stairs.
What?
She returns to the entry hall. Dishes sit on the dining table.
Yeah, I guess Hildy hasn't come yet.
No, French toast.
So?
Dad can't cook. Saul must have stayed here last night.
In the conference room, Bud raises his phone. At Mission Sierra High School.
Hello.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Well, I spent half the day wearing a post-it note that says all my dreams are dead. Oh, it's nice they got to know you.
No, look, listen.
Mom is really upset about Dad starting the divorce stuff, and she's not even talking to him, so naturally he's going over there to
try to talk.
Well, Dad's really good at that stuff. He'll be able to calm her down. Robert's going too.
Well, that's gonna be a shit show.
Exactly.
She's gonna end up buying a Winnebago.
Ho-ho, she can't. They cut off her credit cards.
You know, I feel her pain.
Look.
We promised that we would be there for her, and I can't leave work.
So I need you to go.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that. Let me just take a look at the bus map.
Oh, fuck, right.
What?
You still can't drive.
No, I can drive. The DMV has asked me not to drive for 214 more days.
I'll send a car over.
Saul and Robert walk to a door. Saul pauses.
Why don't you just go in?
I don't want her to feel like I'm barging in.
This is your house. You still live here.
Grace, Robert's here.
Frankie? Frankie?
I reject your presence here. You are invisible to me.
I'm sorry. I should never have let this happen before talking to you.
Oh, I'm confused. Are we talking about the affair or the credit cards? Oh, by the way, you got a box from Zappos. I ran over it.
I saw.
Frankie walks off. Grace pauses as Saul follows.
Hello, Grace.
They stand separated by the dining table.
What are you doing here?
I just came with Saul.
Yeah, I put that together. Thanks for the heads up on the credit card.
I'm sorry, but you know how this works. You were married to a divorce lawyer for 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. You want war? I can call Shirley O'Reilly right now.
Shirley O'Reilly. I heard she punched a service dog in the face once.
This is really hard, all this. I mean, we can beat each other up and make this really painful. You know, we could become those people.
You know I don't want that.
Well, what do you want? Because this isn't your client's witchy wife on the other side of the table or some psycho husband. This time, the person on the other side of the table is me. The woman that you were married to for 40 years, the woman that raised your children. I'm the one on the other side of the table. So how do you want to handle this?
I don't know. I've been a divorce lawyer nearly all my adult life, and I have absolutely no idea how I'm going to handle this one.
Yeah. I know.
I was trying to call you to talk you through the process. Will you look at me, please?
Excuse me, I'm reading.
You're not reading? Popular woodworking?
I have surprises too, Saul. You're not the only one with a secret life.
You're a secret woodworker?
Oh, what I hate is that barely a week after you've wrecked my life, you've already moved on to the legal. And to lawyers and stopping credit cards.
As soon as I serve you and you respond, you start getting temporary spousal support, and that's really good. It's always better than the regular support.
So you're gonna screw me over in the regular support?
No, I want you to screw me over. Have your lawyer rake me over the coals and light my hair on fire. I guess that might happen naturally in that context.
Not helping.
Outside, Mal carries bags to Grace's car.
She is not gonna be happy that we put her stuff in trash bags.
I'll text her a beautiful apology. Thank you for helping. You're welcome. Can you slow down for 2 seconds and wait for your sister? By the way, I'm not going in there when we get.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm sitting on a rock.
Three.
A car with a pink mustache parks. Coyote gets out. He waves.
Oh, Jesus. Coyote's out of rehab?
Thank you.
You didn't know?
No.
He's been crashing on Bud's couch.
He's living there?
Yeah. So you haven't seen him since he went all Stanley Kowalski on your front lawn?
No.
Oh, this is gonna be good. Coyote! Hey!
Hi, Bree.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
They hug.
So, what exactly's going on in there?
I don't know, but out here, Mallory just found out that you're back. Excuse me.
Mal places Bree between them.
Hi, Mal.
No.
We can't talk?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna go in there.
No, why would you do that?
Because our dads cut off our mom's credit cards.
They cut off their credit card?
I'm not talking to you. They cut off our mom's
credit
card.
Come on, Mallory.
No!
I don't even know exactly what I did that night. Okay? I know that there were cops involved. And I know that there was a...
Bree hovers. Coyote glances at her.
I know that there was a car mishap. But I...
Seriously? You're really gonna do this right now? You're really gonna make this about you when this is the first time that the four of them have been together since... You know.
Game-ageddon?
Armageddon? Yeah. Is that better?
That is better.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going? Good to see you. So why aren't you in there?
What are you doing here? You told me to take care of this.
Well, I know. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm back up.
You're full of shit. You didn't trust me.
Well, you are standing out here, which is not what I asked you to do.
Fine. I'm going inside.
No, no. Why would you do that? Why? It's so fun outside. And they're adults. No one asked us to go in there.
Technically, I did ask him.
I mean, do you really think we should stay out here? You just don't want to deal with this right now. Two things can be true. What the hell is he doing here? Mitch is here.
Here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna give me the beach house. You're gonna take our house. I'm not gonna yell. I'm not gonna threaten. You're not gonna cut anything off, and you're not gonna use my words against me, and you're not gonna win an argument just because you can.
God, I'm an asshole.
Is that a yes?
Yes. I want you to have the beach house, and I'll do everything I can to make that happen, and I'll take our house. Although, when you think about the resale value...
She tilts her head. He points to himself.
Asshole. Got it.
He nods. Mal approaches the car.
Hey, boo-boos.
She greets the children in the back seat.
What are you doing here?
You told me to pick up the kids.
Yeah, pick up the kids and take them home. Was that not implied when I told you I wanted you to pick up the kids?
You said you were going to Frankie's and that I should... Right, right, that was implied. I'm an idiot. All right, I'll take the kids home like someone who understands English would.
Mitch, I'm really sorry for whatever I did that night. Addiction is a disease. You're a doctor, you understand diseases.
Mitch rolls up the window.
Hi, Maddie.
Okay, anybody up for a drink? Other than the alcoholic.
I am. I'm in.
Me too.
Great.
Oh, you mean now? I really should stay and talk to Mom.
No, let me. Please. Right, you asked me to take care of Mom. Let me take care of Mom.
Bud holds out a hand. Coyote slaps it, and they embrace.
Okay, let's drink at my place so I can walk home.
Mal watches Coyote climb the wood frame steps. He looks back at her.
Frankie, I fucked up in a lot of ways, but we're trying to do this right.
I get great comfort hearing that about you and your boyfriend.
I know. I know how it sounds. But Robert and I spent hours discussing how to do this in the fairest possible way.
When?
When? What?
When were you and Robert discussing this? Was it last week or the week before?
I don't know.
Were you talking about it last Saturday when you and I were sitting in this room, you know, about going to the farmer's market, maybe catching a movie? Was that when you and Robert were deciding to cut off my credit card?
No, I didn't even want to cut off the card.
But you did.
Because Robert was worried about your spending.
She gets up.
Get out of my house. I don't want to look at you. Go live with Robert.
Okay. I hear you. Let me just get my stuff.
Oh, don't bother. I'm burning it anyway.
We weren't really ready to move in.
Oh, boo-hoo. Sleep in the yurt for all I care.
Let's go, Saul.
Saul hangs his head.
We should leave. Don't be mad at him, Frankie. It's my fault. I'm an asshole.
She nods. Robert takes Saul by the arm. In the kitchen.
Your mom was great today. She really stood up for herself with your father. She's gonna get this house.
There's a strong woman under all that soft fabric. Yeah. Some people don't realize that.
She'd have to be, given what you put her through.
Yeah.
She's all set in the food department, and... Oh! A bag of pot! She's gonna be just fine.
Really wish you hadn't told me about the bag of pot.
Frankie sits on the floor staring at photos.
You're all set, Frankie. There's enough food in there for an army. So, yeah, I'll get out of your way.
Was any of it real?
You're gonna make new memories, Frankie. New and better memories. And you can reuse the frames. Okay, so I'm gonna get going, and you got food in the fridge. Well, I already told you that. So we'll talk soon.
In the dining room, Grace pauses. She walks on, then stops again. She slaps the door jamb. She turns back. Dusk. Lights shine in both stories of the beach house. In the kitchen, Grace bobs her tea bag in a mug. She stares off. Grace moves to the dining area. Frankie sits on the table, legs crossed.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes, thank you, I will be. I just need to do what I always do when I'm blue.
Grace rolls her eyes and turns away.
I hate my life.
Cut to black.
Saw my face in the stars. Wrote my name in the shiny light.
Up next, the dinner. Grace and Frankie decide to go back to work. Robert and Sol have an awkward dinner party for their children.
And I was dreaming of what should come.